Hi everyone, today is March 21st, 2021, and the topic is where does the stock market go from here? A round of late afternoon buying boosted the Dow Jones Industrials to another record high this weekend, on Friday, as rising optimism around the global economic reopening continued to encourage the rotation into cyclical stocks. But surging bond yields rekindled valuation fears in the big tech names, dragging the Nasdaq down. On the other hand, Congress gave the green light to President Biden's $1.9 trillion economic stimulus plan. The consensus among economists is that the stimulus will boost the economy and supercharge the recovery. But that has also raised concerns that the sheer scale of spending could lead to a spike in inflation. While many are concerned about inflationary effects, the Fed has been vocal that it has no immediate plans to tighten monetary policy. On the pandemic front, the U.S. appears to be close to emerging from the economic hole dug by the coronavirus and on the path to its biggest expansion in decades. President Biden set July 4th as the goal for the country to begin returning to normal. Still, millions remain without work, and the pandemic continues to rage. It is clear from looking at the choppiness in the stock market that coming rebound worries stock investors who have to recalibrate due to rising treasury yields. In a rising interest rate environment, bonds are no longer a good option for investors, which means there will be a rotation from bonds into equities. But the question is, which sector of equities will benefit from the influx of new money? The last month appears to be indicating to us that there is a rotation within equities as well. Money has clearly moved from technology to value, with energy, industrials, and financials benefiting the most. But we at FutureWorld believe that to abandon technology shares in favor of value would be a short-sighted move. So the challenge for investors becomes one of keeping a fine balance between growth and value while paying attention to shifting real interest rate environment and inflationary environment. It's a full-time job. Get ready for it. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.